7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Hello, monkeys, and welcome to the Live Wild or Die podcast. I'm your host, Monkey Dan. And on this week's episode, I was unfortunately not able to make it into the wild to record. And I'm actually in the basement of townhome that I live in. And to try and avoid as much echo as possible, I've created this kind of cocoon from, it's a memory foam mattress topper that I've kind of wrapped myself in to hopefully help eliminate as much echo as possible. So hopefully it's working. And, you know, I think this is kind of it's a very concrete example of this monkey mindset that I was talking about last week of, I think it would have been really easy for me to just kind of skip this week recording, couldn't get out in the wild. But I think, again, consistency more than anything is what is going to help you improve, whether it's with fitness, diet, and just life in general. In this case, you know, this is the fifth episode of the Live Wild or Die podcast. And again, I'm just trying to get better and better each time. And I feel like, again, just being consistent and getting something recorded every week is probably going to be the best way for me to do that. And I think for this week, I think that's a great segue into talking about continuing to dive into this monkey mindset. And specifically, I wanted to talk a little bit more about developing the habit. And so on the Monkey app, if you haven't downloaded it, there's a 21-day habit program. It's pretty basic training, and basically it's 21 days of relatively mellow workouts, and each day also has a video to precede the day's workout. So my idea was trying to give you guys some training tips, really focus on form, and then there's a practical application afterwards, little small micro workout you can go through, and if you need some more, you can always dive deeper into the app. Speaking of which, not to go on too deep of a tangent here, but I've been working super hard on the app the last few weeks. We've got it in beta now, which is awesome. And if you haven't gotten that link, you can send a note to info@monkey.co. We can hook you up and we'll have the final version out ASAP. So super psyched. And again, all these updates were made based on the feedback that we received from the Monkey family. So thank you guys so much for being so engaged and helping us make Monkey better. But back to the habit. So there's a viral YouTube video. It's a Navy, I think officer is the right word. I don't want to make too many assumptions, but it's this high-level Navy officer, and he's talking about making your bed every day and how that's can have this huge impact on your life and affect the lives of other people. And my father-in-law has actually said a similar statement without knowing of this Navy officer's viral YouTube video. But his statement was basically making your bed first day in the morning. It's your successful first thing. And it's also anyone that's familiar with a gentleman named Jordan Peterson, he's a psychologist from Canada. One of his big tenets for just general self-improvement is starting as small as possible, starting with your own room. And that can be just tidying up your own room and, of course, making your bed. And for the vast majority of my life, I never made my bed. And within maybe the last 12 to 18 months, I've made it a daily ritual, a daily habit. And it really does do something psychologically for me. It's that order, that repetition. And I've actually gotten to a point where I don't feel right without a neat and tidy, well-made bed. And I kind of crave the experience of getting all the wrinkles out and everything nice and smooth. What that sets me up to do is, so I check that off the list. I've been successful. I feel good. I feel in control. And then from there, I head downstairs. I've got Pocket Monkey set up on the door. So right when I walk down the stairs, it's super easy to get in. Usually I just do 10 to 15 rows typically. Then I'll go do some squats, some push-ups, and then I'll cycle through that. And depending on the day, I also might throw in a quick plank workout with my feet in the straps. And again, the point of that is no matter what happens the rest of the day, I've already gotten in this little workout that, you know, it wasn't this total ass kicker. I'm not sweating. My chest isn't trying to explode. Excuse me, my heart isn't trying to explode out of my chest. But the fact of the matter is I did something. And I think that daily repetition, that very consistent repetition of doing something, that really does add up to quite a bit of movement, quite a bit of reps, and quite a bit of exercise volume that sets a base for these more intense monkey sessions or just general fitness sessions that you might want to have. So setting this base of movement, this low intensity yet relatively high volume base of movement. There's a lot of people talking about this right now. I mentioned a Primal Endurance podcast. My buddy Matt over at Red Delta Project, he did a podcast after Logan's. And it's definitely a movement within kind of the greater fitness community of basically, Katie Bowman said it really well, is we're either going at 0 miles, we're either driving the car 0 miles an hour, or it's basically parked. So think like sitting at your desk all day, or we're going 200 miles an hour, gas pedal slammed to the floor, and maybe it's your fitness class at the gym or your hour run after work, whatever it is. We're kind of in this binary situation where we're doing nothing or we're doing something as hard as we possibly can, which not that going hard is necessarily a negative thing. In fact, it's quite a good thing. What I think we're all kind of agreeing on is what we're missing is this very natural situation of very low intensity but high volume movement that's quite varied throughout one's day and throughout one's life. And looking back to 2007 for me, that was my first season as a wilderness ranger. So it was basically I was out in the wild all day long, was hiking at least 5 to 10 miles every day, if not more, carrying a pack. You're hiking over uneven terrain. And we're also doing, I had a another guy with me on occasion, and we'd also be doing a lot of trail work, a lot of manual labor that was, it was very non-linear and very, very varied. So we're doing, you know, we're lifting logs, we're cross-cut sawing these giant fallen trees, we're making trails, so we're carrying rocks, we're crouched down, we're doing all these very, I don't want to say unusual movements, but I guess you could say we're doing these natural movements that a human does when in a wild or natural environment. And now if you look at, contrast that to a modern situation where we have very ergonomically designed chairs, staircases, everything's very smooth with a concrete path. I'm having trouble talking today. If you go for a walk even in your neighborhood, that's a great thing. I do a ton of walking around here, especially with my little girl. But it's always a very smooth, flat surface versus when you're out hiking on the trails in the wild. It's uneven, it's varied, so you're constantly activating all these different muscle groups in very different ways. Your foot is striking the ground in a very, I'm going to say very varied again. Your foot strikes the ground in multiple different ways constantly. And it's really just, it's a great example that time I spent in the wild of kind of how a human might move outside of the quote unquote modern environment. And I noticed from that summer going forward, I had way less injuries. I was healthier. So I rarely get sick. And I think that has a lot to do with just this high exposure to dirt and kind of these, not pathogens, but just being exposed to a high volume of microbes that kind of helped build a more robust immunity and kind of ramp up my immune system in general. So many positive things came from that initial season out in the wild. And I had since spent 4 additional seasons out firefighting and working in the wild and now living in Colorado. I definitely am not spending all day every day, but you know, within a 15-minute drive, I can be at a trailhead and be in a pretty wild place quite quickly. So starting to bring this back to this habit of movement and monkey training specifically. So building this base level of as much movement variety as you can create using monkey bars, pocket monkey, your body weight. Maybe it's carrying your child around, walking your dog, going for trail runs. Whatever it is, I think what the conversation in fitness is starting to head towards is kind of the prerequisite for doing these more intense, wild, high-octane training sessions. Kind of the prerequisite for those activities is going to be this base level. And that's actually been kind of known. We talk about building a cardio base. I remember doing that in high school with our trainer, was we would build this cardio base and then we would go into this higher intensity interval sprint training, weightlifting, etc. I think that idea is starting to come back, but instead of just being applied to endurance sports like cycling, running, etc., it's going to start to be applied to just general fitness and life. So I'm really excited that topic's coming up. I think it fits perfectly into monkey culture and having that monkey mindset of seeing the fitness, workout, and just movement opportunity throughout your life. And really, I think if you can change your mindset to really finding joy and happiness in these little moments of movement and monkeying, I think that's going to set you up for long-term success. It's going to set you up for long-term success. You're going to vastly improve your fitness and health. And of course, you're going to be much wilder. So thank you for tuning in to our 5th episode of the Live Wild or Die podcast. I keep threatening to have guests on, and hopefully I've got a wild man hopefully lined up for next week. Hear some stories of travel and following your passion to go live in these wild places and see the world. Again, we'd love to hear your story, so feel free to shoot me a note, info@monkey.co, if you think you have a story you'd like to tell to the monkey family. And also, Q&A. So I'd love to hear your monkey questions. It can be training, nutrition, lifestyle in general. Feel free to shoot us a note, and we can hopefully answer some questions on the show. Thank you so much. Monkey on, everyone.